Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Okay, I don't know when the last time I was this excited. My girl, Christy Peele, is doing amazing things. I'm just so proud of her. Just celebrated, I think it's her 10th year in business, if I'm not mistaken, Media Mindfield, her public relations company that started in the basement of her church, now employs dozens of people. She's winning national awards. And I just sit back in awe of how God has blessed her and how she has used her gift and her talent to just grow her company. I'm telling you, I want to be like her when I grow up. And then I look up and I'm looking on LinkedIn and she's opening the box. I'm like, what's in the box? This woman done wrote a book. Now, how is she raising two kids, married, got both of her parents, and she's taking care of them and loving on them all the time and doing all this community work and running her company and writing a book? Girl, what is going on over there? What is in the water? What kind of trees is she growing in her backyard? Because I need some of that. She is in the studio in downtown Minneapolis with her brand new book. Christy Peele, girl, when you get time to write a book?
Good afternoon. How are you, Shaletta?
Girl, I am in awe. Like, my mouth is open. You ever see something and you just, your mouth is open? I'm like, how Christy running this company and she got the kids and the husband, her house is clean. And she, when you get time to write a book, where were you? And you were sitting in the car? I mean,
Okay. So first of all, I have a whole team of people helping my life. My husband is amazing. I haven't cleaned my house in like 20 years. Like, let's be honest. So this, I do not wear a cape. However, I am a storyteller and I speak around the country about the power of social media and how we can use it for good. And I had this book ready to go in early of 25. And then, as you know, and as I've talked about on your show before, my youngest son was diagnosed with cancer and the book went on pause and I sat in hospital rooms and I sat in hotel rooms and I rewrote it. And I rewrote it to share my authentic story, which is what I tell people to do. And I applied every lesson in the book and every lesson that I speak about to my own story and my own life. And I'm really proud of what is in this book and I believe it will help others.
Okay, so we got to tell everybody the name of the book, and also I want to make sure that they know your background because you are an award-winning journalist, been in broadcasting for years and years and years before starting your company. And I mean, you know, folks, other journalists who had you on their shows to talk about the work that you did. Like, that's like, I was like, what, when did Good Morning America start flying journalists to New York to talk about their work? I mean, that's the kind of work that you did, groundbreaking broadcasting, right here in the Twin Cities that got recognized and picked up by the big folks in New York City.
I was so fortunate to have 12 wonderful years in television news. I got to meet incredible people, including you. We worked together, right, at KSTP, how we met when our kids were babies and before they were even born. And I loved my career. And then when it ended, as part of really a whole round of layoffs that happened in late 2008, I did some soul searching and I knew a couple of things. I knew that my background is valuable. I knew that I could help people tell their stories. And I also knew that the public relations industry needed disruption. And I put all that together and in the basement of my church in a class in 2010, started Media Minefield. And here we are years later, 15 years later. And I am now adding author to my bio, which is something that I had only ever dreamed of.
Girl, and this book is not just for business owners. You know, I'm looking at it as like, okay, how can I help my business? But this book is for all of us. It's for everyone. Talk to us about it.
You know, Shaletta, I do a lot of reading and I read. I got my master's degree a year ago and all these books are business books are written by men and they're written from a worldview that is at a certain time and a certain perspective. And I got kind of tired of that and it's all very professional. And the reality is we show up to work bringing what happens at home with us and we come home bringing what happens at work with us. And it was time for a woman and my voice. And as a mother and as a wife, I wanted that perspective, because if we don't use our voices, then we are limiting our stories and who can hear our stories. So this book very much is a hybrid. My grandmother's diaries, parts of her diaries are in this book. The front cover is part of her diary, part of my diary, because when my grandmother passed away, I became the keeper of her stories. And that's such a privilege. But in the world we live in, as you know, the internet, other people, ChatGPT, that is what is the keeper of the stories. So how do we, as leaders, whether you are an emerging leader, you're a leader of a family, you're a leader of a business, you want to be a leader of teams, how do you show up online in the dumpster fire that can be social media to help other people? That's what this book is about.
And, you know, so many people, myself included, said, I'm done. I'm gone. I'm not doing social media anymore. But I miss it. I miss the engagement. I miss the people. I miss knowing what's going on. Girl, I didn't even know it was daylight savings time. Why? Because I'm not on Facebook. And I didn't have anybody to tell me that it was daylight savings time. So I'm walking around everywhere at the wrong time. But you're really showing us and giving us a blueprint for how to manage that. Talk to me about it.
When voices like yours, Shaletta, who have something to say and want to help other people, when voices like yours leave social media, the rest of us suffer because you're showing up to help other people, to offer perspective as a mother, what you've done with your children and the journey of having autistic children. When you leave social media, other parents going through a similar journey, they can't learn from you. And you give me a lot of credit. You've done amazing things yourself, girl. And when you take that away from social media, people 10 years, 15 years behind you who are looking at you, who are like, how did Shaletta do all of that? If you don't tell your story, the rest of us don't get to hear it and you're missing an opportunity. And social media is hard and it can be a hot mess. So how do people like you show up on social media to help without getting so frustrated that you just want to leave? That's what this book is a guidebook for. It's to teach. And it's also to share what I've heard and what has happened in my travels as I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of leaders. I've learned a lot from them. And those stories are in the book as well. The positive things that can happen from social media. I really believe that social media can be a platform for positivity and purpose. And social media can be used for good. But how do we do it? I want to help.
Okay, so you guys have got to get it. Flip your script, own your story, and unlock the positive power of social media, written by my friend Christy Peel. I could not be more proud. She's got a big event coming up, and I want to make sure you all know about it. And you got to stick around to find out how you can participate and what we're going to be doing coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
My friend Christy Peel is expressing herself with her new book, Flip Your Script, Own Your Story, and Unlock the Positive Power of Social Media. She is joining us live in the studio at WCCO Radio in downtown Minneapolis. And Christy, it's one thing to think about doing a book. It's a whole nother thing to write it. So oftentimes dreams and good intentions die on the kitchen table or on the phone with a girlfriend. You know, I'm gonna write a book. Girl, you ought to do that. And then it never happens. What was it that made you take it from, I think this is a great idea, to actually having a book in your hands?
Well, Shaletta, there's so many people who are running companies or who are successful who write books for the purposes of marketing, right? And the book isn't actually any good. And so people have said to me for a long time, you should write a book. It'd be really helpful. But here's the thing. If my name is going to be on the front of a book, it better be something I'm proud of. And I couldn't get the last concept to make it something I was proud of until 2 years ago. I was getting my master's at Pepperdine University online, and we got assigned a brainstorming exercise. And it was, what's a problem that you can't solve? And I said, the last concept for my book. And then we took that problem through a whole bunch of different filters. And the filter that I used was, how would a literary figure solve the problem? So I love English literature. I got my undergrad in that at Bethel University. So my historical literary figure was Charles Dickens. So I was like, okay, there it is. He would think past, present, future, like Scrooge in the famous story of A Christmas Carol. So once I got, okay, my grandmother is the past, and she, if you Google her, you can't find her except in an obituary. So that those times are over. The present, we need to be building our digital leadership so that we leave a digital legacy for the future. So once I got that last piece, sort of it clicked, and then I could move forward.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you got to tell me, because like you said, everybody writes for a purpose. Everybody has a goal. Some people write to market. Some people write to sell books, to make money. This Flip Your Script, your book that's out, it seems like it's more purpose driven. What was the goal when you decided I'm going to do it? You went full forward, you put your heart and soul into it, and now you have a finished product.
And I had, to be fair, I had a lot of, you know, a team, helpers. Sitting down at a computer and writing a book and then saying, okay, now I have a book. What do I do with it? And is it any good? And who's going to edit it? Like, it's a lot of people. So shout out to all the people who helped me with the book. And I don't want to forget that you are mentioned twice in the book, but once on page should I read it? 130.
Yes.
Yeah, read it. Okay.
132.
132. As my friend Shaletta Brundage said to me when she called after learning about Alex's diagnosis, you don't build an ark when it's raining. Because of years of building meaningful relationships, intentionally creating connections, and fostering an authentic online audience, when our Category 5 storm hit our family, we had an arc. Your words were really helpful to me, and I wanted to make sure that you were given a proper credit in the book. So I want to publicly thank you for your words, because they have been very meaningful.
Girl, and I just be talking. I don't know they mean nothing to nobody. That is awesome. I love it. I love the fact that something I said actually mattered and made it up in the book, girl. Okay, so you got a big event coming up. I want to make sure we tell people about it, because they can come, they can meet you. You're going to be signing the books. You're going to be talking about the book. And, you know, there's so much negativity going on in the world. You know, people just feel so down, drained, and depleted and defeated. And this is an opportunity to get uplifted, to get enlightened, to get educated and inspired.
October 21st is the event. It is at Bethel University. Joe Saxton, who is well-known author, speaker, is going to be holding a conversation with me in Benson Great Hall. You, my dear, are going to be the MC of the event and are going to be orchestrating our Q&A. So that, who knows what will happen there.
Girl,
giving you a microphone. I mean, it's...
Baby, mm-hmm. I hope you prayed up. Mm-hmm. I hope you prayed up, because you never know with your girl. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to take all my medicine.
It's going to be awesome. To get tickets, you can either go to the Bethel University site or website, or you can go to ChristyPeel.com or any of my social medias, and you can find the link to buy tickets. And with every ticket purchased, you get a hardcover book, and all proceeds from the Flip Your Script book are going to Children's Minnesota to help kids and their families with cancer.
And you have to tell people again exactly where that is. Give them the time. I want to make sure, because I got me a babysitter. I want to make sure they get time to get a sitter. I don't want to be distracted when I go. I'm going to be listening and paying attention, because you and Joe have so much wisdom. Two powerhouse ladies. I don't want to miss any gems or jewels dropped. I'm going to be taking notes.
I'm so looking forward to it. So ChristyPeel.com, ChristyPeel.com. It's at Bethel University, starts at 6 o'clock. There's going to be time for networking. There's going to be this great conversation, and we're all going to learn together how we can use our voices for good.
Yes, I love it. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit here, because you've got Media Mindfield. It's an amazing public relations company, crisis communications company in town. And there's always news going on, and I'm always dragging you on here to say, now, Christy, what should they have done when that happened? How should they have handled that? This thing happened and this company didn't respond this way or that way. And right now, Bill Belichick is all over the news. He's got this young girlfriend, and I'm sorry, girl, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you're gonna have to tell me. The university is stumped, because every time they turn around, there's something in the news about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, and he's supposed to be, you know, turning the program around, and they're bringing in this NFL head coach into this college atmosphere, and he's one of the best to ever do it, and he's got all these championship rings, and all anybody could talk about is his girlfriend, and now his assistant coach is in trouble, and what's going on the sidelines. Like, is there any hope for the college to get it together? Are they going to have to fire him? Can they dig themselves out of this PR nightmare?
Well, you said the problem very well, which is that when people think about Bill Belichick, they think about his younger girlfriend and kind of chaos. And Bill Belichick is a very successful football coach, but currently that is not what his brand and that is not what his reputation is. And I don't think the school was quite prepared for all of the different crises that are happening around Bill Belichick. I wasn't in the room, obviously, when it happened, but should they have put him under more control? If you think about how, when a CEO is hired by a board and the CEO has some guardrails around what they can and can't talk about, what they can and can't do, and there are some people approving that to make sure that the brand reputations align. And when they don't, sometimes I'm on here talking with you about it, like Atmosphere, when we had the situation at the Coldplay concert, right? So I think Bill Belichick's brand needs to get back under control, and let's focus it about football. Maybe we could win some football games and we could have less distractions. So his girlfriend and himself and their social media needs to be focused back on football, which is what he does and what he should be talking about.
Girl, because, I mean, if you pull up his name right now, you don't see anything about those championships. You don't see anything about the New England Patriots. I just Googled briefly, and Bill Belichick apparently calls this person. Bill Belichick's first season at North Carolina has run into problems. Bill Belichick is learning college football isn't the NFL. What Bill Belichick is telling those close to him is North Carolina exit rumors swirl. You know, and this has such an impact. Can a situation like this be turned around with the proper guidance? Like if they call, if North Carolina calls Media Mindfield and says, Christy, get over here. Girl, we got us a problem. You know, where do you start?
I'll just send them my book, Shaletta, and say good luck to you. No, some people, and I again have never met Bill Belichick, but some people cannot be controlled. So can he be controlled or can he not be controlled? And do they, honestly, it's him and his girlfriend, I think, at this point. Do they want to reshape their brand? I believe everyone can reframe and reshape their brand. The public is very forgiving. Everyone has been in some
and
kind
we're
of
quick
relationship.
To forget. Yes.
Right. Everyone's been in a relationship they wish they could delete, right? So I think that Bill Belichick can turn it around if he wants to and if he takes some guidance.
Okay. And that guidance you provide at Media Mindfield for those companies out there, who are looking for someone to help them with their public relations or crisis communications, how can they find you there?
Media Mindfield, we are all over social media, all over the internet, and love helping good companies get press, get out of press, and really shape their digital legacies, their digital thought leadership, and making sure that they have a strategic approach to communications so that they can tell their own story and not let strangers tell it for them.
Baby, look, my motto is I'm going to tell my business before you tell my story. So by the time somebody says, girl, do you know Shaletta got a divorce? Girl, yeah, she had that on social media. Did you hear about Shaletta's son, Andrew, getting them speed tickets? Girl, you know, she was talking about that in her newsletter. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm just going to tell it and let the chips fall where they may, because by the time you hear from somebody else, they will have changed the story 10 or 20 times.
Exactly right. We can no longer pretend that if we don't say anything, no one will ever find out. We have an opportunity to use our voices to tell our story before someone else takes over the narrative. Because once someone else takes over the narrative,
it's a wrap.
We lose control.
It's a whole wrap. Well, I am excited about this book, and people can buy it everywhere books are sold, right?
Amazon on Tuesday.
Amazon on Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday's the day.
And they're also, there's going to be, I have a wait list, which you, if you go to ChristyPeel.com, you can sign up for the wait list. And we're going to be doing different offers, because when we release it, we're going to have Kindle. We're going to have the audiobook coming soon. We have a hardcover. We have a paperback.
Yay.
But there are going to be some deals coming within the next couple of months. So sign up for the wait list and you'll make sure you miss nothing. And we continue to put out information, and we want to teach people. We want to help people. That's what we're in the business of. So that newsletter, I continue to share advice and tips.
Well, I just love you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for coming into the studio, coming on the show. And I am so excited to see you at your big event, and so excited Tuesday to go online and pick up a copy of my friend Christy Peel's new book, brand new book. It still got the new book smell on it. Flip Your Script. You want to make sure you get it. Christmas is right around the corner. Great stocking stuffer for the thought leader or the young person in your life that you want to be a great leader. This is a perfect opportunity for them to get some wisdom from somebody else, because you know the young people, they don't listen to the parents. So somebody got to tell them something. Let them read Christy's book. She can make sure they get down the right path. I love you, girl, and I'm so grateful to be your friend, and I'm so proud of you, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. Love you, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks at that event.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and y'all stick around. You don't have to wait a couple of weeks, because right after weather, we'll have more of the Shaletta Show coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.